Listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today we're going to be speaking about one of the most important institutions in New York City, in the whole region, really, and that is the New York Open Center. And this is one of the longest running urban holistic centers in the region. And we're going to be speaking about this with Ross Guttler. And Ross is Chief Executive Officer of the Open Center. And I'm actually so excited about this because I love this institution. Throughout the time that the Open Center has been running, Ross Guttler has led the evolution of a four-decade-old New York City institution into a global changemaker with an engaged audience from more than 180 countries. After a career in wellness, real estate, exploring how the built environment makes a healthier, happier, kinder, and more creative, Ross found his calling at the Open Center, where wisdom traditions and spiritual practices balanced with modern day medical and behavioral science, art, and sound are used to help us live more harmoniously with ourselves, each other, and the earth. Prior to joining the Open Center, Guttler was Chief Operating Officer for Global Treehouse, a Tokyo-based startup combining meditation, creativity, collaboration, and problem-solving for large corporate clients. He previously led the growth of several business lines at Delos, a health technology and real estate firm that focuses on optimizing the built environment for occupant health. Ross has served as an advisor to startups in the wellness and pro-tech spaces, as well as held leadership roles on numerous industry and nonprofit boards. He received a BS in economics from Duke University and an MBA from Duke University's Fuqua School of Business. Well, Ross, I don't know what to say. That was pretty
Catherine, I was laughing when you said a BS in economics. That's sort of fun. That makes me laugh. I mean, I think isn't that what a lot of people think economics is? A bunch of BS.
Well, the way the world looks right now.
Right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. You know, and I'm really looking forward to talking to people about the upcoming celebration, really, I would say, at the Open Center. But I do want people to get to know you a little bit, because you're now, you know, at the wheel and at the helm steering the Open Center forward. And we have all been such challenging times. I'm interested to hear about yourself and how you're applying that to expanding the Open Center.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking that. And thank you for having me on. I've wanted to come on your show for a long time. So I know people used to come on the show. In fact, I was just on the phone with our founder, Walter Beebe, and he told me his son dug up a recording of him coming on this show. It might have been back in the 80s.
Whoa.
Which is probably before you had a show, right?
It might be.
I don't know if it was 80s or 90s.
90s.
So I really want to go back and get to listen to that. Man,
I'd like to hear it too, actually.
He said he wanted to listen to it first to make sure he was good with it, and then he would send it our way.
Okay.
That'd be cool to be able to post that. Times are weird. You know, it's been weird for us. It's been weird for me. I know it's been weird for a lot of our employees and our audience as well. And, you know, I think in these times of weirdness, it's really important for us to keep doing what we're doing, because like I'm only at the Open Center because I was a student of the Open Center for years before. You know, I used to come to 4 or 5 classes a year, really ever since I moved to New York City, which was 8 or 9 years ago. And yeah, it's when times are weird or challenging or frustrating or sad that I feel like the tools that the Open Center teaches, the approaches and the philosophies, that's when they're most helpful, you know? You know, your question of like navigating these times, I forget exactly how you worded it. It's almost like the way our organization is needing to navigate it is the same way me as an individual is navigating it, which is like going back to my own practices, you know, and really like not forgetting them and allowing myself to, I say self-medicate, and I don't mean self-medicate in terms of medication or even alcohol or anything. It's like self-medicating can just be doing things to take my attention away from the weirdness or the sadness. And in these times, I like to go back to like this morning. What did I do this morning? I got up early. I went out and I took a half an hour walk and got some vitamin D. I came back. I took a cold shower. I meditated for half an hour. And then I wrote some poetry and I read a book. And yeah, that was 2 hours, but I got up early enough where, you know, I could do that before the workday starts. And I feel like coming back to those practices, which a lot of which I learn at the Open Center, like the book you know, it's like these things all weave together. They're really important right now, which just always reminds me of how important we are right now. So that everybody can navigate their way through these times as best as they can.
Yeah, you're so true, so true. And I think everyone is struggling on some level with learning how to cope, how to rebalance their lives, how to, in some ways, restart their careers or, you know, decide if there's a better direction that they can follow with their lives. And what I love about the Open Center is that it can provide that community and resource for people who are looking for ideas, for people who are looking for healing. And so it's important. And those of us here have been sort of in companionship with the Open Center for many, many years, and I've had many of your presenters on as guests over the years. So I'm really excited to be able to rekindle the relationship between the radio station and the Open Center, but also to help build up and stabilize and make sure that this resource continues to be here for all of us. So, you know, maybe you can tell us about what this transition has really been like for the Open Center. So now I remember when you guys were on Spring Street and I used to go down there and take classes, but there was a real expansion. And then when COVID hit, everything's changed. Yet. So tell us a little bit about the expansion in terms of the kinds of classes and programs and what we're endeavoring to support and build back into place right now.
Yeah. Well, first I want to thank you. And I think the 12 or 13 other teachers that, you know, we're doing a whole summer series of programs that are all a fundraising effort, because we need resources. We need more energy in the form of money. And folks like you, and like I said, 12 or 13 others have so generously offered to teach classes for us for free. I mean, we're charging because we need the money, but you know, you're doing this for free. You're donating your time and your energy and your love and your expertise to us. And so, you know, I just want to say thank you before I ever even go on. Like, really, thank you so much. And I want the collective community, our community and New York City, to also be in deep appreciation, you know, for I'm always amazed, Catherine, and then not surprised at the same time, because so many of our teachers, when I meet them, it's like the saying in sports is like, you just do it for the love of the game. And I'm always honored and amazed, but then not surprised that like so many great teachers, they're doing it for impact. They're doing it for the love of the game. It's never about money. You know, they're just like, how can I serve? And I think you asked about our transition. To me, our transition right now is for 38 years, you know, almost four decades. We've done a great job, I think, in serving individuals of New York City. And most of our industry, I would say, the holistic and spiritual industry, which is a lot of retreat centers, we're a little different. We're an urban center. You know, we're the longest running urban center in North America. We've done a great job serving individuals. And I think what I love about your show being one of the city, it's related to where I see us going, which is serving the city. You know, in my mind, every major city needs a major holistic and spiritual center. Every city needs an open center. Like imagine right now, like what if every major city in the world had an open center? It's such a beautiful vision and there's no reason it can't happen. And that we're actually working toward that happening. We're not going to like snap our fingers and all of a sudden there's going to be 100 open centers. And we're also a nonprofit. So it's not like we're doing this to make more money. We're doing this to truly help society. And I think part of that needs to be focusing on serving the city, being a resource to the city and to urban dwellers everywhere. I mean, clearly the problems of people living in a city are not unique generally to that city. I mean, maybe, you know, San Francisco is having some unique issues right now. But other than that, like people that live in urban areas all struggle with the same stress and anxiety and frustrations of just living in a city. And so I think we speak to that. We represent that differently than a lot of our brother and sister organizations that are retreat centers out in beautiful areas in the woods or on the ocean. And that's great too, because retreats are awesome. I think what we try to be is as accessible as we can. Not everybody has the luxury or the ability to spend a week or a long weekend at retreat places. And so I think where we see ourselves is for people that are here, for people that are in the city, for people that need immediate access, we're here for you. In the same way, like in my mind, in the same way that the library is a resource to the city, I see us as a version of that. Like, we are a resource to the city for your spiritual and holistic needs so that people can thrive and be and have resilience through some, like I said, some really weird times. And I don't know if they're going to stop being weird. There's always weirdness, you know?
It seems to be escalating for sure.
Yeah, Catherine, you know, and I try to see the good in it. I'm on the subway most days, and, you know, we had the shooting a week and a half ago. We had another shooting a month ago down in Brooklyn. And I was at my acupuncturist 2 days ago, and he told me there was just a stabbing at one of the subway thing. And I'm like, okay, clearly there's probably fear, understandably, especially from people outside the city, of like, oh my God, are the New York subways unsafe? I never feel unsafe on them, but I'm also a male, so it's probably not quite the same. But yesterday I'm on a subway and I see this guy with a speaker and a saxophone, and he was playing the sax with the speaker. And so it was like a whole band almost on the subway. And he had such a smile on his face. And I recorded it and I posted it on Instagram because I thought, like, people need to understand also this is still going on our subway. Like, you know, times are weird, but there's still a lot of beauty happening every day.
That is so important that we remind ourselves of that, because nature all around us is still beautiful. And, you know, the human heart is a beautiful thing when we can open up to each other in that way.
Navoyi, Navoyi, Navoyi.
And I think that the opportunities presented of an open center, the way you're speaking of it, really gives all of us a chance to come together as a community to heal the open center, to build the open center. We'd have to do the same thing here. But in the process, we're also nourishing ourselves and building ourselves into a better place. And we could all do it together, cooperatively, collectively. I think that really will give us a foundation to be able to manage whatever comes at us. We need our institutions that are going to be supporting us to be able to make it through the challenges that we all know about because we're all feeling it.
Yeah, I think I really liked it, the way you put that there, of healers have to also heal themselves. They also have to look inward. You know, you can't think about all the nurses and doctors and everybody in the medical field that spent, especially early in the pandemic, just working themselves to the bone. And we all understand you can't provide quality care if you're also not looking after yourself. And I don't feel we've really looked after ourselves as an organization that well. And, you know, and so we're not as healthy as we should be. You know, we're running out of funds right now. I mean, I don't know what the reason we're having this fundraiser is, because we really need help. And it's a beautiful opportunity, but it's also a challenge of feeling like, okay, we have nowhere near the resources we need. You know, we've had to cut staff. We have most of our staff is on part-time right now. And yet at the same time, we have this beautiful opportunity, and to me, responsibility, to expand what we're doing and really serve the city and use that as a model for other cities of, this is what a strong spiritual and holistic organization can do for the community, for the city. And so it's hard sometimes, like, seeing that potential right there. And that's why we need help. I mean, that's why I'm talking to you. That's why you're helping us. You know, that's what we're here doing, is we really, really need help. And the whole industry, really, like every major spiritual center right now is struggling. So we're not in any way different than anyone else. Whether everybody has like ignored themselves in service to the community, I can't speak that. I don't run the other organizations. I just know we need a lot of energy directed toward us, certainly in the form of donations. We are a nonprofit, so donations to us are tax deductible. And what they go to is really allowing us to offer more program. Like, where do people's money go? They go toward our team. It's just our staff, so that we can continue offering the favorite programs we've been offering, people like you, so that we can offer new programs. We bring in new stuff all the time, and we do a lot for free. I don't know if people are aware of that, but during early in the pandemic, when our revenue dropped by 75%, we actually made the decision between our leadership and the board of, we want to offer more for free, that people really, really need us. And we actually made this decision. I remember having the conversation with the board. I said, we could go retreat into a corner and save pennies, or we could go down swinging, helping the city. And that's the decision we made. And look, we're still here 2 years later. So we haven't gone down and we're not going to. But we felt like we have to help. And what did we do? We created a virtual stress and anxiety reduction toolkit that we offered, and over 10,000 frontline and essential workers used it. Over 10,000 people used it. It was really, really, like, what a great deal. I mean, it was amazing. And, you know, the now mayor, Eric Adams, you know, he and I worked together a little bit on it. We meditated together out on the beach in Coney Island. The news came and filmed it. I remember it was really cool. And I need to talk to him now. I need to get in front of him, because we really are looking, the transition, the word you used is, And for me, it's an evolution. I didn't think of it as a transition from one to another. It's an evolution of, we're not abandoning the past. We're maintaining this past of serving our community and evolving into really serving the city. Becoming that, thinking of ourselves as a public resource to the city of New York.
Amazing. That's wonderful. And I think that is what, as you say, the evolution, the wave of the future needs to be. That it's not the old model of exploiting for profit, but really engaging from the ground level, helping people to preserve their lives, improve their lives, and even educate themselves to go forward. And your mission is not dissimilar from the mission of our radio station here, but you have this added need at this time to really have help walking across that bridge. And I think that we can all work together to do that. So I'm just going to give out some of the contact information at the Open Center. You can find the website at www.opencenter.org. That's opencenter.org. And the phone number is 212-219-2527. That's 212-219-2527. And we're going to talk a little bit about the programs, but I invite you to open up the website at opencenter.org, and you could see this amazing presentation, the array of programs that you can choose from. And then you have that kind of heartfelt sense that, yeah, I'm doing this because I'm supporting this organization. And Ross said that I would be offering a program, and I am. And I know a lot of these teachers that we value this institution as well. And it's why we are doing this work. And the same can be said of the staff. The Open Center has some of the most dedicated staff, those people who were there on site when the center was open, who are now probably laid off, but they'll help. You know, the people who are organizing and doing the reservations and programming the actual programs. Everybody has been so dedicated over the years, really committed to the purpose and the mission. So I'm really happy to be able to support in this way. And the Open Center and I have been partners for a long time. Well, I would encourage you, those who you can, make that full donation, because that's what it is when you do that registration.
Yeah, we're even encouraging people to sort of pay it forward, just like buying somebody a cup of coffee behind you in line. If you can afford to, you know, to pay double of what the registration is, we really appreciate that, and it allows us to bring other people for free.
That's right. And then you could sort of back gift Mother's Day and gift day and
yeah,
find a brother and sister day. So we can really think of this as a community building experience that we're sharing together. It's really important. So that number again is 212-219-2527, and you can go to opencenter.org.
Yeah, the easiest way to donate is definitely to go to our website, opencenter.org. There's a yellow donate button. It's like two steps, and you can do it on your credit card, and you'll get the little receipt that allows you to deduct it off your taxes. Really, really easy. And we really appreciate it. I mean, think of it as, you know, your donations are going to help serve the city of New York and people that live in other cities. I mean, we know some of our community now lives in other places around the world. You know, we haven't forgotten about them. You know, what we're doing right now, our programs are all virtual. We're going to be, our hope is to be back in a physical location soon. So part of the donations are helping us to return to a physical center as soon as we can, because we did give up our lease during the pandemic. But we need to be back in person soon. And, you know, the other thing I would say, Catherine, is whenever, you know, when we're fortunate enough to make donations, I think about, like, when I donate to my college, I think about, I donate to places that have made an impact on my life, or whatever they do has made an impact on my life, or it's a cause that I care about. And so I ask people to think, has any spiritual holistic practices made a difference in your life? You know, and if they have, please support us, because that is what we are about. That is all we are doing, is trying to share these traditions and modalities and philosophies and practices with as many people as we can.
Excellent. And those of you who are tuning in, I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Open Center over the years that it's been here in service to the city. So if you've had some transformative experience with the Open Center, I want to let you know about a few of the programs.
Yeah.
Should I just read some of the titles off of the website, Russ?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So coming up next Wednesday, experience the stress is gone method. Transform stress, anxiety, and trauma. And then on Saturday.
That's my man, Brett Cotter. Brett Cotter's awesome.
And loss. Yeah. And that one is with Tasha Bordere, it looks like. And then there's ecstatic breath work, how to have a breath and energy.
That's Barbara Corrales. That everybody should take that class. I guarantee you will leave feeling better, and you will. And I'm sure we're going to give people that come the recording. That is something you will go back to. Barbara is one of my favorite teachers.
Excellent. And we have, we can heal ourselves, the four self-healing methods of Qigong with Roger Yonke. Now, I had Roger on the radio when his book, The Healer Within, first came out.
Oh, you did?
Many years ago.
Wow.
He actually allowed us to offer it as a fundraising premium for the station back then. So some of our listeners might know Roger.
I love Roger. Roger's also one of my favorite teachers. We have so many of my favorite teachers doing this.
Everybody can be characterized as favorite.
That's true. We get good people.
Yeah. Awakening your true voice, health, and vitality through better breathing.
Ooh, that's Jean McClellan.
Yeah, with Jean McClellan.
Yeah, love Jean.
An amazing class. Especially for those singers and performers out there. And we have Ancestral Healing with EFT with Dawson Church.
Yeah.
Replenishing Hope, Faith, and Healing in a Time of Climate Change with Pika Trenkel. And
that's,
we had Pika on the radio just a couple of weeks ago. So,
oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Cool.
So I know folks will be familiar with her.
Pika's been teaching with us for a long time.
Yeah, almost from the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
Joanna Crespo is doing Reiki for self-care to improve health and vitality.
I think that's a great one to just come to if you're looking for some healing yourself. That's Joanna's classes are fantastic.
Exactly.
To be able to receive energetic healing virtually. And I mean, it's not like, yes, there's some learning there, but that is definitely an experiential class. Barbara Corrales is too.
Yeah, I've been in that class with Joanna, and she just talks everybody through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Come there and not know a thing.
Yeah.
By the end of it, you're like, wow, this really works.
I know. Like, Reiki is an odd thing to some people don't get it, but it's like the people that do freaking love it. And I would say, whether you love it or you're new to it, Joanna's fantastic.
Yeah. The holding space method for self-healing. And that's with Gary Strauss. Plant remedies, food as medicine. With Drew DeVittorio.
Oh, man. Drew's...
They've been doing a whole program where you can come out certified as a counselor with regard to plant remedies. So that's powerful.
Love Drew. Drew's a true New Yorker.
And then we have Chakra Practice for Healing and Transformation with Thomas Emilio.
Thomas, who many people know. Thomas used to run the Open Center. Thomas had my job before me.
That's pretty cool. And then we have a book launch. Golden, The Power of Silence in a World of Noise. That sounds interesting.
Good for people that live in cities.
Yeah. And then later in the month is the program I'm offering, Qigong Self-Care. And that's a Saturday workshop.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm really excited about this one as well. Julia Cameron.
Yeah.
The Artist Way, The Essential Tools. And I see rounding up is Herbal Remedies for Stress and Anxiety with Pika Trenkel.
Yeah.
I want you to go through these programs and be totally restored. It's an amazing offer.
And most of these, almost every one of these, I think is under $100. Like they're just, they're great. And they're ones you can keep coming back to. We've got a few more we're going to put on there too. Julia Cameron's just, I don't even think we've publicly announced that yet. So here it is. That's the public announcement. And then we've got two or three others we're adding to that I'm really excited about. So I would just encourage people to keep checking our email list, get on our email list, but you can get on our email list at www.opencenter.org. Or just keep checking back on the website.
Excellent.
Social media too. We need
to go through that because these teachers are donating their time and their services, and these are not small, inconsequential programs. There are workshops here. There are full programs, and I believe that people will benefit. And the idea is to take the ones that you resonate with, whatever it is. And that number again is 212-219-2527. The website is opencenter.org. What would you like to say to folks as we're wrapping up with this conversation?
I was thinking, I was like looking at my background, and I just moved in this apartment recently, and I haven't put up any art or anything yet. And so you can see there's a stack of books over there in a corner. And there's a plant here and a radiator behind me. Very New York apartment. And it got me thinking of like the poem that I wrote this morning was about decorating my apartment and that what are the important things to me.
And would you like to read it?
Okay, I'll grab it.
Yeah, why not?
I've never read, these are all just private. I've never read any of this. But
whichever one you'd like to read.
No, I'll read this one. It's all right, because this is what I wrote this morning. Mm-hmm. Plants, art, books. That's it. That's all I care to communicate, to share. What about my thoughts or my love? My thoughts may only be a collection of the books anyway, and the plants. They are lovers. And I thought, like, when people come to my place, what do I want them to feel? What do I want them to leave with? And it's like plants, books, and art is it. I don't need anything else. And like those represent me, the plant, like there's the vibrancy, the life, the intelligence, and the love of Mother Earth, of plants. I mean, like I'm sitting here, I ran into somebody yesterday in the street. This guy out in front of my apartment, he had all these plants in the back of his car, Catherine. And I asked him, I said, "Ooh, do you have any extras?" And he gave me these two plants.
Oh, wow.
We ended up talking about plants for a while. And so I've got to hang my art and things like that. But the reason I bring that up is the simplicity of those three things is related to the simplicity of what I think our mission, which is at the core, helping people have a deeper connection to themselves, each other, and the planet. That's it. That's what all of our organizations are trying to do. Every spiritual holistic center out there, if you boil down our mission, that's all it is. And to me, the world would be a place in perfect harmony if we had a harmonious relationship with ourselves, each other, and the planet. And so, you know, when people ask me, what are we about? That's the simplest way I can put what we're about. You know, in the simple way that I say, I want my apartment to be about art, plants, and books. What we are about is that connection to ourselves, each other, and the planet. And I would say, if that mission is important to you, if you believe, as I do, that if we could deepen that connection for everyone in a city and everyone anywhere, I mean, like, that's the harmony that we all want to live in. I'm not one that thinks like we need to achieve nirvana. I need to achieve it. I don't even know if it exists. That's not what it is. It's just moving toward that harmony when society is pushing us toward disharmony and has been for a long time. And what the Open Center is here to do, and why I'm here at the Open Center, is how do we get people back on a track toward harmony?
I love that so, so much, and feel very much in sync with that sentiment. So I look forward to perhaps speaking with you again soon. Mm. And certainly with all of the wonderful teachers, just to let people understand that when you look at a building or you go to a website, there are human beings behind those walls that are dedicated to what they're presenting and offering to all of us for our healing and really peace bringing. What you spoke of to me sounded like peace.
Mm. That feels good to hear.
Yeah, yeah, it's really nice because we need that inner peace. Without it, it'll never be on the...
My whole body felt good just hearing you say that.
Excellent. All right, then. So let me just give out that number again, 212-219-2527. And the website is opencenter.org. Go and explore. Go back again because new things are being added. And you see what you like. See what you can benefit from.
And I'll say social media also, Catherine. And our Instagram is at NY Open Center. And mine is just my name, Ross Guttler, RossGuttler. And we're always posting stuff. So come please follow me, us, everything.
Give that information again.
Right. The Instagram for the Open Center is NY, like New York, NY Open Center. And mine is just Ross Guttler, RossGuttler. And I love interacting. I'm always posting different stuff about generally art and spiritual things. So true to form. And, you know, I love interacting with people. I love getting to meet people in our community. And we do the same through our company channel also.
Excellent. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. For joining us today on Heart of Mind, Ross Guttler, Chief Executive Officer of the Open Center, the country's longest running urban center for personal growth and spiritual practice.
Catherine, thank you so much. Seriously, thank you for being a part of us for such a long time.
Care now.
Okay.